And the next stage, stage two, speechifying, is the place where now the child begins to take these utterances and make them sound like speech. And he does so in five different ways. The first way, action skill 2A, we call projecting. And this is the act of making voice a little louder and projecting it a little further out the body, or out the mouth, we should say. It's kind of an oral shout and a less infantile nasal sound. So as the child moves into 3 and closer to 4 months of age, he doesn't sound like this. Ah, he sounds like this. Ah. You hear how that's a much more speech-like sound. He doesn't say, hmm. He says, mmm. He doesn't say, hoo. He says, ooh. And he's learning to project that voice out. It's not resonating inside the head as much as it's now starting to project outward. In terms of what we're going to do for therapy at this point, we're going to continue all the voice and airflow stimulation activities. This is the key because, again, better airflow means a better ability to project these sounds out. I would like to take a real aside here and talk about kids with upper-level articulation problems, children with distorted L's and distorted R's and not totally clear vowels, who are much older, say 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age. These children often are in therapy for a long time for their minor, so-called minor articulation errors. And one of the problems that I see pervasive amongst this group is this ability to project. These children tend to sound muffled. They tend to sound sloppy, mushy. These are the kinds of terms that we describe. So instead of saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, what we hear amongst these children is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And this is, it's a clearly an airflow problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Where we have this inconsistent projection of sound or voice through the oral mechanism. And many of my R clients and my L clients start therapy by working simply on sit up, take a big breath, produce sound. I want it loud, I want it long, I want it clear. And then we begin to work on the vowels to make them more clear, and then we eventually work on L and R and so forth. So projecting, it may seem like a very minor skill, but actually in terms of the long hall of speech sound development, it is a key factor for many of our kids. And certainly kids with airflow problems, those with really high tone who are very fixed in position, those with very low tone, very sloppy, can't really take a deep breath. Projection of sound is a real problem. And you hear that muffled, mushy, sloppy quality for a long time, especially if they're an excessive drooler and you've got that excessive saliva in there all the time too. So we're going to continue with all our oral airflow stimulation toys. We're going to model a louder sound. We're going to use amplification. You can use high-tech amplification, microphones, amplifiers, that. But I prefer to use funnels, tubes, boxes, those kinds of natural amplifiers that help children understand the process of making their voice come out louder. We're going to work in large spaces. Big, empty classrooms are fantastic to use. Stairwells, outdoor playground space is good, but it's not as contained. What you want is a big, empty, reverberating type room that the child can fill with his own voice. We want to teach the concept of loud. This is where you begin to introduce the outside voice and the inside voice, that type of thing. And we certainly, even though we're teaching this skill, we want to restrict the skill. We don't want our clients turning into loud, obnoxious children. We want them to use voices that are loud at appropriate moments. We want them to be able to project their voice, but not to be loud and overbearing and obnoxious. So at the same time we're teaching them to be loud, we're teaching them to be quiet at the snack table, or quiet in the grocery store shopping cart, or quiet in the movie theater, or quiet in the restaurant, and so forth.